listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
Well, it's a time we always enjoy visiting with Sharon Emerson, our travel expert with cruise and tour planners. And, you know, Sharon, you were telling me it's the 100th anniversary of the National Park System in the U.S. So I think we got to talk about some of the highlights. Of course, we can't do it all in one session, so we're going to have to do it in parts. But why don't we start with talking about some of the wonderful adventures that you know, some of your highlights.
I just love the national parks, Wendy. I think we have treasures in this country that many of us never see. We're so intent on going to Europe or somewhere else. There's 58 national parks from border to border and coast to coast, and I've been to over 20 of them. I was kind of surprised that I had seen that many national treasures that we should be going to visit. And the good thing is, you know, they speak English, and you can you can recognize the food. And how cool is that?
Yeah, exactly. So now, where do we begin? Because you know how it is. You know, we have our favorite places that we go to over and over again, a handful of places, and whether it's getaways or, well, parks. And we go over and over. But like you said, there's 58 to choose from. So what's our starting point? What do you recommend?
Well, let's do a section of it from, say, starting in Alaska,
okay,
and coming down through the U.S. That's kind of a chain that we can start with. There's some tips that you should know kind of before you go to them about getting passes. For seniors, it's $10, and it's good for your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But before you start, you should go online and get yourself a pass, and then read some of the rules. There's rules and regulations. You know, don't interact with the wildlife, mm-hmm, unless it's a chipmunk.
Right.
So stay in your car. Don't be feeding the bears don't get out and take pictures of the buffalo. You know, people are getting killed by doing that.
I know it. And then also some of the you know, the greenery, picking, you know, flowers.
Picking wildflowers. We were doing that along the way, and then when we got to a park, we asked the lady what kind it was, and she says, well, don't you know that's against the law? So we dumped them in the garbage can.
Right.
No, I didn't know that. I was just picking the pretty flowers. So, anyway.
Now, what about the best times to actually, you know, to visit some of the parks?
Well, a lot of them have winter time hours. You can go there. You have to look at each one and see what their regulations are, what their times are. But basically, I like to go spring and fall. After the kids are gone and the traffic is gone, it's still going to be a lot of people. I've been there in September, and there's still a lot of cars, but it's not the mass of people that you have in the summertime. So pick fall and winter.
Okay.
And there's a lot of different ways you can do it. You can do it by car. I prefer a car. I like to stop and sit and watch. And
you can go at your own pace.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Go slow.
Yeah. Amtrak has got some packages now that include the national parks. And that's a train is a nice way to go.
And then you can pick your lodging, too, that way as well.
Uh-huh. It comes in a package. Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's tour companies that have motor coach tours, but those go zipping through the park, so you really don't stop and see anything.
And then plus, aren't you subject to more restrictions that way?
Yeah, you are. And even if you have a motorhome, some of them you can't take a motorhome. You have to park it and take their transportation. So there's some of that restrictions.
Okay. Now, what about where to stay, though? I mean, the rules of thumb for, like, say, you know, booking your stay, how far in advance?
Well, I'd go at least 9 months out, especially
wow, okay,
if you're doing the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stay inside the park as much as possible. These parks have gorgeous lodges that are antiques, but they're kept up. They're really nice. They're beautiful. They're modernized with, you know, they got hot and cold water and comfortable
right,
bedding. A lot of them don't have elevators, so don't pack heavy bags unless you can leave them in your car.
Mm-hmm. So maybe take a smaller bag to actually, uh-huh, for the lodging part.
Yeah, and you may have to climb stairs. But there again, go online to the park and see what that lodge is. what they offer. But mm-hmm. they have great food and they're beautiful facilities, yeah.
And then, of course, you got to pack the binoculars in your camera. A lot of people forget that sort of thing.
I know it. And, yeah, sometimes you have to look across the valley or mm-hmm. across a mountain or something
yeah.
to see. So definitely you want binoculars.
Yeah, I've been on whale watching trips and that where there's the wildlife viewing, and I'm just amazed how so many people forgot to bring that sort of thing.
And,
you know what I mean? They're out in the San Juan Islands or, you know, somewhere, and it's like, oh, look at that bird, but I can't.
Yeah, yeah, or the glacier across the country over there, yeah.
Right. Well, why don't we start in the West? You mentioned some of the areas you want to focus on, so let's start in the West and some of your best favorite parks and tips along the way.
Okay, well, we can start with Denali up in Alaska, Denali National Park. You need a minimum of 3 nights there because there's quite a bit to see and do. You can't stay inside the park. You stay at Denali Village, and then they have buses that take you into the park. But there's a lot to see and do there. The one thing that I would recommend is you take the bus that goes all the way interior to Kantishna, and that's a full day. But that's where you're going to see the Big Five wildlife. So that's a great place to go and visit for 1 day.
What about parking?
Oh, parking is really hard in the village. It's very crowded, very busy, especially there if you're there in the summertime. So it's better to take the train.
Okay.
Take the train from Anchorage or Fairbanks and then just park there for 3 nights, at least 3 nights. Then you can come on down. If you're on a cruise ship, Glacier Bay National Park is one of the glaciers that you see from a cruise ship. And that's the best one of the three glaciers. So that's also a national park. I hadn't realized that when I was looking at the list.
And, of course, you can cruise, yeah, from, like, Seattle, Vancouver. So
yeah. And then Glacier National Park, of course, is a big one. And if you have a passport, you can start in Canada at Waterton National Park and then work your way down across the Montana border to Glacier and try and get into the lodge there, because that is just spectacular. You'll still have some snow if you go in May, and then there's only one highway. It's going to the Sun Highway, and they don't allow motor coaches. So,
mm-hmm. And then this is a great hiking park, too.
Really good to hike, and lots of wildlife, lots of mountain goats, but they're across. They're a ways away, so that's where you need your binoculars.
Exactly.
And then you can come on down to Yellowstone. Oh, my goodness, Yellowstone is my favorite. It was the first national park, and it's changed over the years because they had a big earthquake a number of years ago, and it kind of changed some of the geysers. But there's so much to see and do there.
So we should stay in the Yellowstone Hotel there then?
Yeah, the Yellowstone Hotel, not the Old Faithful Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of off the beaten track. But the Yellowstone Inn is right at the junction of the two circles of the park.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get to flip around, do your day, you know, your day trips around the park.
Yeah, to navigate. And then, of course, you know, you've got your option with the cabins, but then you're, you know, you could be in for some wonderful surprises.
Oh, yeah, the buffalo, especially if it's an old guy and they've kicked him out of the herd,
mm-hmm.
he'll be munching on the grass there around your cabin.
Uh-huh.
Stay in the car till he leaves.
Right.
But, yeah, it's great fun. Wildlife is just awesome in the park. There's a Big Five there, and you can drive along the road and see them. It's a great place to find wolves and bear.
Now, do you keep your windows rolled up?
Oh, yeah, they stink so bad. they will be, that stink will be with you for a long time if you don't. But they're coming right down the highway at you in a big herd, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Hoping they go around. Yeah, they're all over the park. And then come on down to Grand Teton. And that's just so special to me. I love those Tetons. And stay in the town if you can. If Jackson Hole is the town.
Mm-hmm.
And we like that Wart Hotel, W-O-R-T Hotel. It's an old hotel right in the town. And it's a great place to stay. In the mountains, you just see them everywhere. And there's a bunch of condos there, but they're kind of out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing you want to do there is your float trip down the river. And you'll see the Big Five there, too. And they're just wildlife everywhere.
And then if you're brave, you can do the whitewater rafting as well.
Yeah, if you're brave enough. Yeah, we've been, and you can go outside of Jackson Hole. There's a little town called Driggs. That's over in Idaho, on the Idaho side. But it's smack dab in the middle of the mountains.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's just beautiful there. Absolutely gorgeous. And of course, like we were saying in the beginning, we've got to do this, break it into maybe next go around. We can talk about some of the other parks, because like you said, there's just so many wonderful places to visit. And of course, we're in the peak of the summer season here. So a lot of people are thinking about fall and even thinking of winter as well. But I thank you so much, Sharon, for joining us. And once again, we're talking with Sharon Emerson of Cruise and Tour Planners. And her number is 206-367-7657. And you can go to her website, cruiseandtourplanners.com. And Sharon, you get people calling you from all over the state with all kinds of ideas.
Oh, yes. I have more fun helping people try and figure out what works for them. It's just a great way to send you off somewhere.
Yeah. So give Sharon a call. You can email her at Sharon@cruiseandtourplanners.com. And of course, you'll find that email on her website. Well, have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Wendy.
Coming up, we've got our movie guide. Don't go away. You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest. We'll be right back.
Are you still dreaming about a beachside getaway? You know, long sandy walks and cool seaside sculptures? Here's a way you can turn your dream into your reality. Come to Cannon Beach, and a place where you can experience wind, waves, and ocean wildlife just outside your door. The place is the Hallmark Resort in Cannon Beach, your home away from home, with family-designed suites, romantic two-person spa suites, and private beachside cottages, each with cozy fireplaces and oceanfront balconies. The perfect spot for sunsets and storm watching. Outside your room, there's the world-famous Haystack Rock and miles of beach. The resort has two indoor heated pools, three spas, saunas, and a workout room. In town, there are great shops and restaurants. Or visit Ecola State Park, where you can climb Tillamook Head for a glimpse of migrating whales. Come on, make that dream a reality at Hallmark Resorts in Cannon Beach. Call 1-888-448-4449 or visit us on the web at hallmarkinns.com.
In the mood for a San Juan Island getaway? Then hop on the ferry and head to Orcas Island and visit Cascade Harbor Inn in East Sound. A wonderful retreat close to Moran State Park. An outdoor mecca for all kinds of outdoor adventures, including biking, kayaking, hiking, even birdwatching. You'll also find spectacular views from Mount Constitution. And speaking of views, it doesn't get much better than from your private balcony in your room or suite of Cascade Bay or Turtleback Mountain. You'll also find fully equipped kitchens and fireplaces. And close by in East Sound, you'll definitely want to do some shopping. You'll find all kinds of wonderful restaurants as well. So whether you're looking for an overnight for two or a special retreat for family or friends, be sure to visit Cascade Harbor Inn on Orcas Island. For more information, call 1-800-201-2120. That's 1-800-201-2120. Or stop by their website at cascadeharborinn.com.
Hi, this is Chef Ron with Bennett's Restaurant, located in Grayland, Washington. We're really excited to be part of Weekends Around the Northwest and the audience that's listening. This is a really romantic, underdeveloped part of the Northwest Washington coast. When you get out here, this is going to be a fabulous dining experience for you. We don't mess around. We do food the old school way. We make our own sauces and soups and gravies, right down to our tartar sauce and cocktail. We have a lot of fun with fresh seafood, halibut, fish and chips, prime rib, awesome steaks, great seafood pastas, our seafood fettuccine. I mean, when you come to Bennett's, we don't mess around. You're going to receive some of the best customer service that's ever touched you, and we look forward to seeing you and meeting you. Make sure you stop by and visit us. We really look forward to seeing you. Or visit us at bennettscoastalrestaurants.com. Our local phone number is 360-267-2350.